I'm Phil Skeggs. I was born in Heybridge and later moved to Malden in 1959.
Phil, can you talk a little bit about your own parents?
Well, Mum was a housewife all the time I knew her. Dad was a baker, but of course Mum got roped in for quite a lot of jobs. And
so did you... You remember the baker's shop, obviously, quite clearly.
Well, we didn't have a shop as such. People could come into part of the bakehouse, but it was not a shop as such.
Right. And what were your duties in the bakehouse?
Mine? Well, helping cash up on a Sunday morning, with the cash flow, counting out bread units, and I used to have to go and hold the sleeve while shot the flour from the loft.
Oh, right.
And one time I held it too tight and it came off. So I was showered with flour. I didn't get that job again, I don't think.
So the sacks of flour were delivered and
into
taken
the
up
loft.
To the,
yes.
The loft.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah. And was that a local delivery? Was it local grain? Do you know?
I think he had Blythes and Marriages. One of them was Chelmsford, and I think one may have been Witham, but it's a long time ago,
of
and
course.
I couldn't be certain
of course,
on that.
Yes. And your dad kept going with the bakehouse throughout the war?
Yes, yes.
And did he deliver the bread?
Oh, yes.
Around the town?
Yes. Every day at the beginning, but then they got short of petrol, didn't they? You had to cut it down to every other day, you know. Yeah. And later, as I say, he got the horse and cart.
Did he?
Yes, yes. Because he couldn't get young men to drive. They were all sort of called up.
And I guess petrol was quite scarce, wasn't it?
Well, it was quite scarce, but I think they had an allowance. Some of these things are a bit vague now, because it's a long time.
And what do you yourself remember of wartime? Was it a scary time? Was it exciting?
Well, I don't know. It just took it in your stride somehow. Had the blackout and... You couldn't go certain places, could you? Mm. I mean, we used to swim down to Paddle Dock. That was at the end of the road. But they had all barbed wire sort of coiled along the beaches and
yes,
that, you know,
that was
at one time.
In case of invasion?
Invasion, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And you carried on going to school as normal in wartime?
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's take a step back then. You were swimming... Can you explain exactly where you were swimming?
Well, yes, it's across from the extension. If you look from the extension over to the sea wall, there was a park there, a little bit of beach. And of course, we used the lake, of course. But
and your home at the time, you said, was in Hall Road?
Hall Road,
right?
Yes.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. When you were... Newly married, you carried on living in Heybridge?
Yes, yes, we had a little cottage. Very tiny, but cheap. Six and eightpence a week, and an extra shilling for an old tinker's shed.
Right. And what did you use the tinker's shed for? Was it just storage?
Oh, well, we had an old table out there, so that was a little workshop for my husband, you know, and keep a bicycle in there and, well, anything we didn't want indoors.
And what about running water?
No running water.
So there was a tap in the back garden, was there?
There was, yes.
And that's shared between other cottages?
Between five.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We did have a sink put in. We could use that and had drainage. Mm-hmm. So that was a big advantage, but the others didn't have them.
And for washing, did you have a copper?
No, because I took it to my mother.
Oh, lovely. That's the best way to do it.
Yes. Take it on my way to work Monday morning, collect it on the way home at night. So.
A good service, then.
Yeah.
Going back to wartime, as we were talking about, Phil, did you say there were lots of soldiers stationed in Hayward?
Oh, yes, at the Towers.
At the Towers, yes.
And Langford Cross, right. Or Langford Grove, that's a bit higher. Yes.
So you saw a lot of the troops around the town.
Yes, and you'd see the occasional tank, often army lorries, of course. Mm. Yes.
Okay. After you left school, what did you do?
I worked at John Sads in the office, yes. Mm.
Mm-hmm. And what were your duties there?
Well, started as office junior, of course, and then I went into the hardware department and the builders merchants department.
So at Sands you did a lot of office work, you said. Did you get promotion? Were you, you know, did you become more senior person?
No great heights.
No great heights.
No.
Sands mainly was timber importing, wasn't it, and then distributing. Did you have anything to do with the ordering and that sort of thing?
I didn't have anything to do with the timber.
You didn't?
My husband worked there as well. That's where we met.
Oh.
And he finished up as manager. So
right.
He had a little more promotion.
Of course, yeah. Did you enjoy working there?
Yes, it was okay on the whole, yes.
Convenient. Okay. Right. So at the time, you're still living, at this time you're living in Heybridge. What was Heybridge like in those days, before all the new building? What are your memories of early Heybridge?
Well, it was very small, and there was there were four farms around.
Four farms.
So there was lots of open land. And
do you remember the names of the farms?
There was Williams at Hall Farm, Jacob's Farm in Goldhanger Road, Lappage's Farm in Holloway Road, and who was the other one? Oh, Wakelin's Farm. Yes, they were Goldhanger Road as well.
And it was Mr. Lappage who delivered milk.
That's
was it
right.
Not, on his horse and cart. Do you remember seeing him?
Yes, I can vaguely remember him, yes.
So it's very different there now, isn't it? With all the new building.
Yes.
And the towers have gone.
Yes.
Yeah, big changes.
That was a lovely old house, the towers.
Did you ever go into it?
I went into the gardens once. I knew the gatekeeper. Well, he was gatekeeper and gardener, and that they had a cottage at the entrance, and she took me round once.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yes. I imagine the grounds were very extensive, were they?
They were. Wow. And they were kept beautifully. I don't think there was anybody actually living there when I looked, because I believe it was a Bentall's building, but I don't know what happened. They may have kept it until it was sold for building purposes.
It was the first, I believe, concrete building, wasn't it, to be built?
I don't know.
Concrete. I think so. Yes, looking at the old photos, it's as you say, a very impressive building. So when did you move to Malden?
1959.
Yeah, you said that already, didn't you? Apologies. And where did you live, you and your husband? Where did you?
Washington Road.
Right.
Yes.
And your husband carried on at Sands.
Yes.
And you stayed at home, looked after the house and the family, perhaps?
Well, Beverly was born 61. And I think I left work early 60s, and then I had Beverly, yes.
And what was your, in the 60s, what was your impression of Malden then?
Well, it was a small town, very nice. It was so normal that, you know, you can't remember. There was nothing outstanding about it. But, of course, we had the promenade, which was always lovely.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
And your house in Washington Road, was it a new house when you went in?
Yes, it was new when we went in.
Brand new. That was quite exciting then, wasn't it?
Well, it was, after the cottage, yes. When we moved in, we could see from our windows right down to Purley. There were no houses at all.
Gosh.
Just at the bottom of the garden was a blackcurrant field. The co-op had that. And, they started Plume Avenue just before Beverly was born. Yes, I can remember sitting on the sunbed in the garden, relaxing, and the builders were working down there.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So that was really the beginning of big changes in that area. Lots more building.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you live somewhere different in Malden. So were you living in Washington Road for quite a while?
Oh yes. You were 25, weren't you, when we moved down here?
Right. Yeah.
Took years to find a detached place because they couldn't build anywhere.
Yeah.
You couldn't get a building site in Malden. They had such a strong hold, so, you know, on the outskirts that you couldn't go an inch over.
Right. And did you use the high street quite a bit?
Oh, yes.
Did you walk up to the high street?
Oh, yes, yes.
You did?
Mm.
Yeah. And most of your shopping?
Well, you did that day to day, didn't you, really? And that was where I used to walk with the children, you know, for their afternoon outing. And just used to leave them outside the shops.
Exactly.
Can't do that now.
No, no way. Phil, do you remember Tesco's opening?
Oh, yes.
And where was it?
It was opposite what is now the Emporium. Yes, it was quite a thing then. Mm. It did seem lovely to go in and, you know, go around with your trolley, and it was quite a novelty.
It must have been, yes. That was the first Tesco's ever, wasn't it?
I believe it was, yes.
What other shops do you remember in the High Street?
Well, there were lots of grocery shops. We had the International, the Luck and Smiths, the Home and Colonial, Melia's.
Melia's. They were a grocery shop, were they?
And Green's, which was a little lower down. Then we had several greengrocers, Hatley's, Trendfield's, Bees. They used to grow their own tomatoes, and they were beautiful. They were well known for those. And lots of co-op shops.
Right, yes.
Round the top of the hill, they had a lot of property there. They had the Jubilee Hall, which was like a small Woolworths, you know. You walked around, the counters were all around. And fish shops, several fish shops.
Yes. Butchers.
Butchers. You name it, we had it.
So you would say there were a great deal of, quite a number of co-op shops in the town at the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was so busy on a Saturday, you know. We had quite a big bus station and served all the dingy district. Go to Colchester, Chelmsford, Witham, and the queues for going home at about 5 o'clock on the Saturday. It was amazing.
Really? Yes. So people came into Malden from miles around.
They did.
A popular town, as it still is, of course. Phil, can I take you back to the beginning? I didn't ask you about your mother's family.
Well, she was part of the Simmons family.
Simmons,
and,
yeah.
Yes, they were well known on the water because several of the family were barge skippers.
Were they?
Or mates, yes.
Right,
yes.
Right. Do you remember anything about that yourself, or is it just what you've been told?
No, I don't remember, because I think my grandfather died about 1938, and my uncle, who had been cabin boy, yes, he'd gone off and joined the Merchant Navy by that time.
He was a cabin boy on which
boat? On the Dawn.
On the Dawn.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Yeah, I believe there was some incident in an extra high tide to do with the barge. What happened then?
Oh, my mother was quite young then. She was still at school. But a barge came up right onto the quay in high tide.
Wow.
And they had to wait for the next high tide to float it off.
Wow.
And fortunately, they did get a really high tide again quickly. But, yes.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Mm.
And your mother talked about actually seeing that, did she?
Yes, yes.
She
did. Her mother said, you must go and see it, you'll never see that again.
Absolutely.
Mm.
Right. Well, thank you, Phil, very much.